I'm due supply.
Hey Greg, standing by. How you doing over?
Hey there, Ben. I'm doing really good, thanks. Good news today about the flight restrictions being lifted and stuff, so hopefully we can get back to scheduling flights more normally. Hey, how are you guys? How's your family? Over?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. I've had a little bit of an interesting week here, working through some things with our son here, and he's had some fainting spells, so trying to figure out what all is going on there, but trust us on the Lord, especially as we've, been thinking about medical evacuations and plane and flight availability. So, it's great to hear that some of that is being lifted as things are maybe getting a little more loose and back to normal. So, other than that, we're doing great, enjoying the Lord's provision of strength and wisdom and enoughness just to continue to meet daily and be eyes opening and the light level going up over.
Oh, that is encouraging. What's kind of a summary of the things that you were covering this last week, over?
Yeah, I feel like I keep saying every week really big things, but, we're still in Genesis 1 through 3. We're about to break into Genesis 4, so really that Genesis 1 through 3 stuff is just so hugely foundational. We were in, the results of the fall this week with Adam and Eve showing these incredible signs of the fact that they were actually separated from God. Death is now taking place in their relationship with God, and we demonstrated that very clearly. And that branch, broken off thing, wow, really working for people in their minds. And then, of course, God's pursuit of Adam and Eve, handing out judgment, and then the promise of the deliverer, and then the banishment from Eden. So, the last of the big, huge foundation stones that we're going to be building on from here on out, over.
Oh, nice. And what kind of response are you getting from the people? Are they tracking pretty well? Are they asking good questions or, making comments about what they formerly thought compared to what they're thinking nowadays? What kind of feedback do you get, over?
Yeah, there was one really great question from a couple. They came up after, the fall lesson, and they were asking, did Satan do something to make Eve sin? Because it sounds like you're saying she made her own choice and sin, but did she do something? Did Satan not do something to her and make her do that? That's what we're wondering about. And so it was so great to hear them wrestling with that and to be able to point them to the next couple of lessons and say, okay, well, let's just wait and see what happens. What do you think? Do you think God will hand out judgment and pain willy-nilly, just on his, just at a whim, or will he do that justly? Will he do that with good thinking? And they were thinking, they immediately said, no, we believe God will only give pain and punishment to those who deserve it. And so, it was great to watch them in the following lessons, their eyes just communicating that really knowing understanding. Yep, she did it on her very own. Adam and her and Eve sinned on their own. They were, they made that choice by themselves, and that's why they got the punishment that they got. So, feeling like that level of clarity is just tremendously exciting. Over.
No, that's great. I love it. Any other interesting feedback from him? Over.
We did a review. Let's see, a review on Thursday, and so we were really, seeking to see just how much this stuff had congealed in minds. And one of the things that we did, again, we invited volunteers to come up and interact with the Adam and Eve characters. Bart and Emily were playing Adam and Eve, and we were asking them. They had just received their judgment. All these heavies have come down now, and they're sitting there, just looking mournful and sad. And we said, okay, if there's anything that God has said that's been good, he said a bunch of hard things and a bunch of bad things, a bunch of judgment. If there's anything that God has said that's good, someone come up and remind Adam and Eve of that good thing. Copy so far, over?
You're loud and clear. Keep going.
So, one lady just was, back straight right away. Like, she knew. She knew what we were asking about. There was a number of faces that were trying to figure out, okay, what's the good thing that God had said? And this gal, she just knew. So we asked her to come up, and she was very clear in saying, look, the come down on you guys, but God is going to send someone. And that man is going to overcome Satan. So you just have to keep remembering that. Over.
Oh, that is so good that she can identify that as the good news, the promise. Over.
It was amazing. And the really cool thing is this gal's bilingual. She's actually from another talk place. So she has been, you know, she married an Amdu man, and she has learned enough Amdu to be able to track with our teaching, which really is very heavy Amdu. I mean, we're interspersing a bit of vision in there, but not nearly enough to carry the theme forward for someone in her situation. So she has learned enough to be able to track this far and is really keying in. So it was really great to see understanding on her face and then to watch the understanding dawn on the rest of the faces as they're listening to her answer and watching her strong Adam and Eve there. And then her husband got up afterwards and kind of did his own spin on it and did a very good job. So it came out really clear. As we were teaching it, we really wondered, man, is this hitting the way we want it to hit? And it was great to start seeing practical application of it so soon after. Over.
Hey, that's really good idea to have them interacting, in a sense, with, after doing the skit, interacting with Adam and Eve and talking to them about these consequences, the good and the bad. I have a wardrobe question. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Were they wearing fig leaves? Over.
Negative. Our dramas are pretty thrown together, and so, yeah, we're not heavy on props, and they seem to be doing okay with that so far. But yeah, that was a great lesson as well, just talking about the another guy really tracking well. And in some ways I feel a little bit bad for him because he's tracking so well that, you know, the one shoe is dropped and he understands that, man, there is absolutely nothing. Adam reeks of death. Everything he says reeks of death. Everything he does reeks of death. There's really nothing that Adam can do that God is going to accept and say, hey, that's nice, that's good, I'll take that. So he's really grasping that very, very strongly. The second shoe to drop is going to be that, hey, I'm a son of Adam, which means I don't have anything that I can offer. And there's nothing that I can do that God is going to say good to. Over.
Right, right. Okay, now you're talking about that shoe dropping. Did you make that application across yet, or is that coming up in the next lessons? Over.
Well, I feel like the Cain and Abel lesson that starts on Monday really helps us to be able to drive that nail down a little harder and finish it off. And then, yeah, just trying to figure out, when do we really start turning the lens to the audience, or do we just keep on hammering away at the story, and it just is a slow dawning on the audience. So that's something you need to be, you know, folks can be praying for us for, just the wisdom on knowing how to make sure, how to, the timing of bringing these things out into the clear and then really turning them on the individual today who's listening. So, that's something that we're praying through. Over.
Yeah, Roger, with Cain and Abel, the flood, and Sodom and Gomorrah, I mean, it'll come up, but you're right. You're laying the principles now. And did you do, like, the animal was killed and the skin used for covering? Did that lesson, was that part of this last week? Over.
Yep, Roger, we did that lesson too, and that was, you know, it was interesting watching people react in response to the artwork that we've displayed, the pictures that we've displayed. Sometimes those are helpful, sometimes they're kind of confusing. They create more questions than you want them to create. They don't support the point as clearly as you wish they would. So that picture kind of, you know, brought a few questions out that we weren't necessarily ready to answer really satisfactorily for them. But I feel like it has come clear. We're trying to make sure that everyone recognizes, man, these leaves, the fact that there was leaves wasn't the issue. It wasn't that God had something against leaves. They could have put their suit on. You know, Adam could have made a nice suit and been wearing that, and that still would have been unacceptable. The issue is that God needs to provide something to take care of the heavy. We can't provide anything. And I feel like that has started to come clear. And then the Cain and Abel story, that's the real big link between this dead animal. You know, what is it with God and his desire? His, you know, why is he liking this dead animal thing? And feel like this next lesson on Monday is where it really comes out in the clear. This is a demonstration of a person who says, I know my punishment is death. I know I'm guilty of death, and I know God's the only one who can do anything about it. Over.
Right. That becomes such a powerful motif when we start bringing up the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So, okay. Buddy, that's exciting stuff. I'm really thrilled. Any other feedback from villagers that you want to share? Over.
Well, just one more today as we're working through the Cain and Abel lesson with one guy who's been coming consistently. It's great to be pulling these guys into lesson developing. He's just reading through the Cain and Abel lesson to make sure it's good. And, man, feel like he is just shaking his head, seeing it so clearly. He's like, we're foul. We've just been foul on this. We are foul. We've been ignorant of this. This is a point that we've not really grasped very well, us people, believing that there's something we can offer. There's not. We just can't offer anything. So I feel like, man, we're just turning the corner into some really good days of where our hearts will be really gripped. And then probably a lot of, we'll just feel like we've got to get to the end of the story fast. Over.
Roger that. Roger that. Yeah, and you know what? Cain and Abel story 2 brings that out so well. When here's Cain with his best fruits to impress God, and it does not impress God. But all right, guys, that is so good. Thanks for that awesome update. Over.
Yeah, hey, it's a joy to be able to share these things. So, yep, just praying that, the Lord will continue to help people to understand. Our little group is modest but faithful, and we're really, really glad to be working with hungry hearts. Over.
We're praying for you guys and super encouraged with how things are going. And look forward to the next update. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Hey, Greg, have a great weekend, and thanks for coming up and recording this and for getting it out to our listeners. Over. Really appreciate it. Over.
Oh, absolutely. It's a privilege. All right. Y'all have a good day. Love you guys.
Yeah, you too.